With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Celebration and condemnation over the rescue of Israeli hostages this weekend.
Israeli officials say the four hostages rescued from terror group Hamas in Gaza are in good medical condition and were being reunited with their families after being taken to a medical center near Tel Aviv for evaluation. The Israeli military says the one woman and three men were rescued in a daytime raid Saturday. The Council on American-Islamic Relations, or CARE, is not happy with the rescue of the four hostages. The pro-Hamas group condemned the Israeli raid Saturday that led to the rescue. The United Arab Emirates labeled CARE a terrorist organization in 2014, a decision that the Obama administration opposed. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Healthcare delivery experts say patients in this country need more help these days dealing with a system that is growing increasingly complex.
They say growing insurance complications, doctor and drug shortages, and a lack of communication all make life harder for anyone dealing with a serious or chronic illness. Outside care, help with the rent or utility bills also may be harder for patients to find. More care providers and employers are offering help guiding people through care, a practice the federal Medicare program has started to cover, but that assistance has limits.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Seriously overdue credit card debt is at the highest level in more than a decade, and people 35 and under are struggling to more than people in other age groups to pay their bills. The share of credit card debt more than 90 days overdue rose almost 11% in the first quarter of this year. And the Washington Post's new CEO and publisher facing questions about whether he made recent efforts to conceal his involvement in a British phone hacking scandal. This is SRN News. Israel has found a friend in President Javier Milei of Argentina. Seeking common ground between his vision of libertarianism and the prophecy of the Torah, Milei's interest in Judaism has morphed into a religious practice. Breaking decades of policy precedent, Milei has also gone further in his support of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government than any other world leader. In Latin America, Bolivia and Colombia have severed ties with Israel. At least five regional governments have done so also, most recently, Brazil. Akron, Ohio has dedicated a statue to Sojourner Truth, the former slave, abolitionist, and itinerant preacher who gave a famous speech in 1851 at the Women's Rights Convention. In the address delivered inside the city's old stone church, Truth drew upon the hardships she faced when she was enslaved and asked the audience why her humanity and that of other enslaved people was not recognized by the government and by American society. This is SRN News. For the first time since 2021, shark attacks in Walton County, Florida have increased. Three people have been injured.
Here in Walton County, double red flags flying on the stunning white sand beaches after three people attacked in two separate shark attacks 4 miles apart. One woman, 45 years old, losing her arm. Two teenage girls, ages 15 and 17, in waist-deep water attacked. Beachgoers not happy. Needless to say, pools here are packed. $500 fines being issued by the sheriff's department for anyone going in the ocean. Laura Winters, Sandestin, Florida.
Since the COVID-19 pandemic, demand for food delivered fast has skyrocketed, but not everybody's happy about that. Big cities in the U.S. are getting fed up with food delivery drivers on scooters, motorcycles, and mopeds who work for such services as DoorDash and Grubhub. There have been complaints about drivers running red lights and driving on sidewalks. This is SRN News.